your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
The Prime Minister's confirmed the UK will accept thousands more Syrian refugees. He's been under pressure after a photo emerged this week of the body of a three-year-old boy on a beach in Turkey. 350,000 people have since signed a petition calling on government to do more. David Cameron says full details will be released next week, but he has outlined the main focus.
We will continue with our approach of taking them from the refugee camps. This provides them with a more direct and safe route to the United Kingdom, rather than risking the hazardous journey which has tragically cost so many of their lives.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, has also spoken out, saying his heart is broken by the harrowing images.
It is essential there is a European response. Every nation in Europe has to bear the burden proportionately as much as they are able. We can't do what we can't do, but we must do everything we can.
Meantime, Bob Geldof's offered to take in migrant families at his home in Kent. The aid campaigner says he'll open the doors to his property near Faversham and his flat in London in a personal response to the migrant crisis. He says he can't stand what is happening.
This is KMFM News.
A Kent man has admitted being involved in the Hatton Garden jewellery heist. Millions of pounds worth of gems were taken when safety deposit boxes were raided in London over the Easter weekend. 76-year-old Brian Reader from Dartford Road in Dartford and three others have pleaded guilty to conspiracy to burgle at Woolwich Crown Court. His son Paul from the same address is also accused over the raid. It's emerged a Maidstone man who died whilst taking part in his first triathlon was epileptic. Nicola has more for KMFM.
Well, Paul Gallyhawk went missing in Leybourn Lakes last Saturday. The 34-year-old's body was discovered 2 days later. The inquest into his death was opened and adjourned this morning. The coroner told the hearing the 34-year-old had not had an epileptic fit for 10 years, but had recently seen a doctor after suffering from dizzy spells. Donations to the triathlete's Just Giving page have now reached more than £17,000. He was doing the event to raise money for King's College Hospital, who'd recently looked after his dad. A pre-inquest review will take place in December.
KMFM News.
A Kent man who was lured into a trap by an anti-paedophile campaigner has been jailed. Geoffrey Lewis from Swanscombe believed he was meeting a schoolgirl when he travelled to London Bridge Station in March. Instead, he was confronted by a campaigner who'd posed as a teenage girl on Facebook. It was all filmed and then posted online.
You're from Swanscombe, aren't you? Yes, you are. Don't lie, mate. I've got you. Thanks to right, sunshine. You are a paedophile.
The 56-year-old from All Saints Close has been locked up for 4 years and will spend a further five on licence. 3 months after a massive fire in Maidstone, police have confirmed there's nothing to link five suspicious car blazes on the same night. The vehicles were torched on Buckland Hill just minutes before a huge fire broke out at the Works bookshop in the town centre. Officers say they'll no longer investigate the car blazes unless new evidence comes to light. A man's due in court later this month over the shop fire. And it's claimed girls should swap Barbie dolls for more creative toys like Lego and Meccano. One of Britain's top female scientists says giving girls toys like dolls to play with is holding them back from going to study science and engineering. Parenting psychologist Dr. Amanda Gummer disagrees, though.
Children need to be able to play with a wide range of toys without stigma. So if girls want to play with Lego, great, let them play with Lego. If boys want to play with dolls, they'll learn different skills, they develop differently.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Kent will be looking for more wickets on the final day of their championship game against Lancashire. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the visitors to Canterbury are on 118 for three in their second innings. They were forced to follow on yesterday after being bowled out for 259 in their first go with the bat. Kent declared yesterday on 570 for eight. Football and Gillingham welcomed Doncaster to Priestfield this weekend as they look to continue their unbeaten run in League One. The Gills are currently fourth in the table while the visitors are 10 places below them. Here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
There's a real togetherness and we've got to continue that, but try and build on the start we've had. If we can do that, you know, we could be looking at something really successful, and we've got a great group, and we're going to maintain the standards that we've set.
Meantime, Justin Edinburgh has missed out on getting the League One Manager of the Month award for August. Walsall's Dean Smith has beaten him to the prize. Bradley Dack, who's scored 5 goals for the Jewels so far this season, was up for the Player Award, which went to Adam Armstrong from Coventry. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.